This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Several states are considering requiring teenage girls to get a new vaccine that prevents HPV. HPV is the human papillomavirus, a sexually transmitted disease that can cause cervical cancer. Teenage girls, along with their parents, are now trying to sort through some confusing information to decide whether to get the vaccine. 17-year-old Alana Germany from Youth Radio is one of them.
The past few weeks, every time I take a seat to relax and watch a little TV, I see that new Gardasil commercial, One Less.
I want to be one less woman who will battle cervical cancer.
Because now there's Gardasil, the only vaccine that may help protect you from the four types of human papillomavirus that may cause 70% of cervical cancer.
I learned about cervical cancer in health class, but it never seemed like that big of a deal. Now, I see these commercials and the statistics about how many people will be affected by HPV and how it can lead to cervical cancer. And, well, it's all shocking. I'm wondering, should I get the vaccine? Well, when I want to find out anything, my first instinct is to go to the net. You can find anything on Google, right?
Gonna go to Planned Parenthood, see what I can find. It's best for the vaccine to be administered before the onset of sexual activity, but young women who are sexually active should still be vaccinated. Okay. So here I am on Teen Wire, which is, I guess, a sister site to Planned Parenthood. It says that the vaccine should be given to girls and boys before sexual activity with partners begins.
Okay, so that's confusing. And that's from the source a lot of my friends turn to with questions about sex and sexually transmitted diseases. Even though I might check the internet, a lot of girls, like 18-year-old Sarah Beth McKay in Atlanta, Georgia, are going to their parents. Sarah's mom has breast cancer.
Do you think that I should get the vaccine?
If it can prevent you from getting any cancer, certainly worth thinking about, because cancer is a road nobody wants to travel. My question back to you is, do you think when you're talking to your buddies at school, do you think that getting this vaccination offers you some freedom to have sex, whereas you would perhaps be a little more reluctant thinking about sexually transmitted disease?
Here's a controversy. A lot of parents are worried that administering the vaccine promotes sexual promiscuity, since HPV, the virus that can cause cancer, is a sexually transmitted disease.
It's tough to think that my daughter be interested in or be preparing for frequent sexual contact or frequent sexual partners.
Well, I am going to be married someday. And what happens if my husband is carrying the HPV virus?
I don't think it's a bad idea. I think it's a good idea, but I think you don't look at getting the vaccination as a freedom to do whatever you want.
It's up for debate whether or not getting the vaccine affects girls' decision to have sex. Gina Mutri is a medical officer from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta. She says the CDC is recommending that girls get the vaccine as soon as possible, starting as young as 9.
The effect of this vaccine, it'll have both individual and population effects. The current information we have is that it's been nearly 100% effective in preventing precursors to cancer and in the development of cervical cancer.
I got the HPV vaccine 3 weeks ago.
That's 18-year-old Curry Andrews.
Well, I'll tell you how the shot was. When they put it in your arm, it burns. It's really unlike any other shot I've ever received. It burns as it goes through, and you feel it go through your blood veins, and it's kind of a burning sensation. But then again, you kind of weigh it with the side effects of cancer, and you're like, well, I think it's bearable.
Curry's more afraid of cancer than the HPV vaccine, which is why she got vaccinated right away. 18-year-old Taylor Flanagan in Austin, Texas is more skeptical.
I've always been raised in a household that talked very openly about problems that can arise from very well-accepted medical practices.
Taylor is worried about side effects that might show up later. I worry about the same things, especially as states like Texas and my state, California, consider mandating the vaccine. Personally, this isn't a decision I want to make right away. I'm 17, and the vaccine is recommended for girls up to age 26, And since I'm not sexually active right now, I'm not at risk for HPV. Plus, the vaccine is still in the early stages of actually being used by the public. Who knows what negative side effects we might see 10 or 20 years from now? I'll feel a lot more comfortable getting the vaccine after I have more information about its effectiveness over time. For NPR News, I'm Alana Germany.
And that story was produced by Youth Radio. HPV is more common than you might think, and even if you already have the virus, doctors still recommend that you get the vaccine. Almost all of us, 80% of adults, have been exposed to HPV at some point in our lives.
And that does mean men and women. There are hundreds of different strains of the HPV virus. About 20 of them, though, are deemed high risk, meaning they could cause cervical cancer if left untreated. Experts recommend the vaccine to help prevent those strains that you don't have.
It's a little complicated, but the HPV vaccine helps to prevent 4 different types of cancer-causing strains of HPV. So even if you already have one type of HPV, the vaccine would fight against the 3 other strains. The most common way to contract HPV is through sex. Men carry the virus but show no symptoms. Beth Huff, a nurse practitioner at Vanderbilt University, says it's a personal decision whether to tell your partner that you have HPV.
It's not an infection in the sense that we think of other infections like chlamydia or gonorrhea. So some people feel that if a woman does not want to disclose that information, that it's not necessary that she do that. Of course, we often and encourage open and honest communication between partners so that they understand the risk that each of them are exposing each other to.
There is no real treatment for the virus, not yet anyway. Keeping a healthy immune system is the best way to fight it.
The virus itself, we don't actually treat. The immune system will respond in each individual person and hopefully clear that virus over a period of time. And usually for most people, that's around 2 years.
And the best way to pump up your immune system? It's pretty simple. Plenty of sleep, a healthy diet, and exercise.
Quanto tempo pra chegar à paz, pra acabar com a maldita guerra? Quanto tempo pra chegar à paz, pra acabar com a maldita guerra que nos traz tanta dor?